Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, me and Teddy know what it's like to, well,
hey,
plant cotton, chop cotton, and pick cotton. We're cotton pickers, along with pickup drivers. We drive pickup trucks. How many people drives a pickup truck? We didn't know the times were lean. Round our house the grass was green. Didn't seem like things were all that bad. Well, I bet we walked 1,000 miles chopping cotton and pushing plows, learning how to give it all we had. As life went on and years went by, saw the light in Daddy's eyes, felt the love in Mama's hand. They kept us warm and kept us fed, taught us how to look ahead. Now looking back, I understand. We're walking in high cotton. Old times, they're not forgotten. Those fir fields are never far away. We're walking in high cotton. Old times, they're not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing. When Sunday mornings rolled around, we dressed up in hand-me-downs, just in time together with the church. Sometimes I think how long it's been and how it impressed me then. It was the only day my daddy wouldn't work. We're walking in high cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. We're walking in high cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Everybody! Yeah, we're walking in high cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. Yeah, we walking in high cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Everybody sing it. Yeah, we walking in high cotton. Old times they are not forgotten. Those fertile fields are never far away. Yeah, we walking in high cotton. Old times they're not forgotten. Leaving home was the hardest thing we ever faced. Walking in high cotton.
Molt ben trobats i molt benvinguts de nou amb una nova edició del Club del Country. Soc Rafael Corbí i si us voleu us acompanyo durant aquests 60 minuts per portar-vos el bo i millor de la música country and western, de tots els estils, de totes les èpoques, de tots els subgèneres i de totes les veus possibles que ens capiguen dins el nostre programa. I avui l'iniciem en directe amb un àlbum publicat aquest 2014 que es diu At the Ryman, i en directe allà van actuar a Alabama amb un àlbum amb multitud d'amics que s'hi van reunir per portar molt bona música. Ho hem pogut gaudir amb aquest en directe d'un dels seus grans èxits, la cançó anomenada Hike Cotton, i d'aquesta banda que es va fundar l'any 1969 sota el nom de Wild Country i de Young Country. Escoltarem un altre dels temes que ens van portar amb aquesta actuació en directe. My Home's in Alabama. Rafael Corbí al vostre costat. Country and Western, al Club del Country.
Drinking was forbidden in my Christian country home. I learned to play the flat top on some good old gospel songs. I heard about the bar rooms just across the Georgia line, where a boy can make a living playing guitar late at night. Had to learn about the ladies, was too young to understand why the young girls fall in love with the boys and the band. When the boys turn their music, the girls just turn away to some other guitar picker and some other late night place. Well, I held on to my music, let the ladies walk away. Took my songs and dreams to Nashville, and I moved on to LA. Up to New York City, all across the USA. I lost so much of me, but there's enough for me to say that my home's in Alabama. No matter where I lay my head, my home's in Alabama. Southern. What keeps me going, I don't know. It can't be the money, Lord knows I'm always broke. Could it be the satisfaction of being understood? When the people really love you and let you know when it's good. Well, I'll speak my southern English just as natural as I please. I'm in the heart of Dixie, and Dixie's in the heart of me. And someday when I make it, when luck finds a way somewhere high on Lookout Mountain, y'all, I'll smile with pride to say,
amb la participació de gent magnífica, bons amics, artistes consolidadíssims com Jason Aldean, Trisha Yearwood, Luke Bryan, Ellie Young Band, Florida Georgia Line o Jimmy Johnson, juntament amb d'altres, ens arriba la música d'aquest en directe especial de la gent d'Alabama. Hi ha cançons com el Tennessee River, on col·labora Jason Aldean, el Love in the First Degree, fantàstica ell, amb Luke Bryan, el The Closer You Get, amb Ellie Young Band. Nosaltres hem escoltat el tema Hike Cotton i aquesta cançó que ens portaven ara mateix també dins el nostre espai, tot recordant aquest My Home's in Alabama, amb aquesta col·laboració de Jimmy Johnson, amb una peça realment meravellosa. Podríem acabar-nos amb moltes d'altres, com el Forever as Fast as I Go, en la qual compten amb la col·laboració de Trisha Yearwood, o el I'm in a Hurry, en Florida Georgia Line, però acabarem amb la banda, amb Alabama, en Jeff Cock, en Teddy Gentry, en Randy Owen, amb la cançó Dancing, Shaggin' on the Boulevard. en directe des del Ryman, la gent d'Alabama, el Club del Country.
What better way to do this than to go down to the Bowery down in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and we could take, well, our guitars and just get up on that stage, because that stage is still there. And you know what? And just say, thank God we made it 40 years. And that dream did come our way because of the most wonderful fans in the world. Many times, people from all over the country, all over the United States, all around the world, we appreciate y'all. Wrote a little song about that. Where the magic addicts, where the music rolls, and the Army Navy's got old Jackie sold down on Peach's Corner. There's some good old boys, and the Mother Fletcher's making lots of noise. And they're dancing and shagging on the boulevard. Everybody knows how to dance. Shagging on the boulevard. Well, the Tams are playing at the port of call, and the Drifters underneath the boardwalk at the Spanish Galleon, and old Fat Jack jukebox playing, and the bass is thank you.
La música en directe d'Alabama des del The Ryman ens acompanya amb aquest disc del 2014. Donarem un salt esplèndid en el temps al Club del Country i marxarem cap a un àlbum publicat el 1968, una joia que tenim a mans i que en format de vinil ens portarà el Country Action, àlbum editat aquell any 68 per Bill Phillips, un cantant que avui en dia podríem considerar que no es recorda gaire bé en el món de la country music. Estem parlant del cantant nascut al 28 de gener del 1936 a Canton, a Carolina del Nord, i que va morir el 23 d'agost del 2010 a l'edat de 74 anys. Un cantant que va desenvolupar el seu caràcter professional començant-lo amb The Old Southern Jamboree a la WMIL de Miami el 1955. El 57 va traslladar-se a Nashville i va treballar amb Johnny i amb Kitty Wells, amb Johnny Wright i Kitty Wells. El seu més gran èxit era el Put It Off Until Tomorrow, que va arribar al número 6 l'abril del 66 a les llistes. Una de les millors veus harmonioses del món que ens va arribar en una època possiblement no massa bona per al seu estil de fer country music. I al principi podem trobar amb aquell enregistrament la veu d'una joveníssima, molt jove, Dolly Parton. Avui ens perdrem amb l'àlbum del 1968, com he dit, el Country Action, que va tenir un primer senzill anomenat I Learn Something New Every Day, que va ser el número 39 a les llistes americanes.
Yes, I learn something new every day. There are rumors that you're seeing him again. I'd like to hear it from you, if I may. Up till now, I know very little, but I learn something new every day. No one comes right out and tells me. I just hear things in a roundabout way. Guess they don't want to draw me a picture, but I learn something new every day. Have you molded it out of clay? If I'm wrong, forgive me for asking, but I learn something new every day. Have you molded it out of clay? If I'm wrong, forgive me for asking, but I learn something new every day. Yes, I learn something new every day.
D'aquest disc que estem escoltant, el número 39, senzill publicat abans de la publicació de l'àlbum d'aquest Country Action del nostre protagonista, de Bill Phillips, el senzill I Learn Something New Every Day. El segon senzill que es va publicar del disc, també abans que es publiqués l'àlbum, va ser la cançó Love Did In.
I walked into this lonely town, met an old friend of mine. I told him I came here to try and get you off my mind. If you don't change the way you do, soon you'll run out of friends. Then you'll be lonely just like me down at love's dead end. I ask a man who seemed to know his way around the town, if he knew where I could go to let my memories drown. He said, I know of just the place, I'll take you there, my friend. It's down along the waterfront, they call it Love's Dead End. We'll walk down Heartbreak Avenue, past the point of no return. The farther down the street you go, the more your heart will yearn. Go past the place where lights are low, they call Regretful Inn. 50 teardrops to the right, and you're at Love's Dead End. Are low, they call Regretful Inn. 50 teardrops to the right, and you're at Love's Dead End.
La música de Bill Phillips, l'àlbum publicat, com hem dit, el 1968. Entre aquests dos senzills, després es va publicar el disc i va aparèixer un tercer senzill a mitjans de 1968, junts abans de la sortida del seu nou àlbum, que es diria Little Boy Sad, que incloria un èxit com el Little Boy Sad, el número 10. Va ser un tercer senzill anomenat I Talk About You Too, que era el primer tema del disc. Aquest senzill, tot i sortir al mercat, només va ser un èxit regional i no va arribar a entrar a les llistes americanes d'èxits. I Talk About You Too, del Country Action, de Bill Phillips.
Yes, I talked about you too before I fell in love with you. Around town, you're the one everybody talks about. Yes, I talked about you too before I fell for you. For things you did, you meant no harm. You needed love like everyone. I saw you condemned and knew that they were wrong. For all the sadness in this world, there's lonely people everywhere. Could give anything to share the love we have. Everyone said you were bad. I went against their word, I'm glad. But I talked about you too before I fell in love with you. Sadness in this world, there's lonely people everywhere. Who'd give anything to share the love we have. Everyone said you were bad. I went against their word, I'm glad. But I talked about you too before I fell in love with you.
La música country, tal com era l'any 1968, s'hi han canviat les coses en només aquests anys, però és que a més va canviar radicalment als 70 i després un altre cop als 80, i què no dir dels 90. La música country està en permanent evolució, i això es nota amb els nous enregistraments. I també amb els enregistraments que ens arriben des d'altres llocs, buscant llocs més foscos de la música. El febrer del 2013 va haver la realització d'un àlbum de duets entre la cantant australiana Deborah Conway, conjuntament amb el seu intèrpret preferit els darrers anys, on ja havien realitzat diverses col·laboracions, amb Willie Ziegler. La Deborah Conway, la protagonista, bàsicament, és una cantant nascuda el 8 d'agost del 59, té 55 anys, va néixer a Melbourne, a l'estat de Victòria, a Austràlia, la província de Victòria, a Austràlia. Va debutar l'any 1979. Després de molta bona música en solitari, el 2013, ja abans ho havien fet el 2010, amb l'àlbum Half Man, Half Woman, el 2013 van publicar Stories of Ghosts, històries de fantasmes, conjuntament una, jo diria que era un examen sobre uns no creients que ens parlen de temes del Vell Testament des d'una perspectiva més a més jueva, explorant la connexió entre les pràctiques més velles i antigues i la vida moderna. A Austràlia ha estat un àlbum molt ben considerat, li han donat en diverses revistes especialitzades fins a 4 estrelles de 5, i la veritat és que és un disc que els ha donat també una possibilitat genial de fer unes gires per tot Austràlia. Intentem conèixer una mica més d'aquest disc dels nostres protagonistes, Deborah Conway, i de Willie Ziegler, anomenat Stories of Ghosts. Primera cançó del disc és The Rings on the Wall.
Stand there, false gods. listen till that disembodied call. Put the writing on the wall. He thought he had it all, just pride before the fall.
Una altra manera de viure la música, una altra manera d'aproximar-se cap als carrers diferents que ens ofereix la música. No li diríem country tampoc, però sí que li diríem country, rock, arrels, roots, americana, el que vulgueu qualificar-la, aquesta música, perquè és una barreja de molts d'estils coneguts. En Deborah Conway és més coneguda també per els seus èxits dins de la banda de rock anomenada Do Re Mi, i el seu top 5, que va ser la cançó Man Overboard, ho xeré als anys 80. Després, a la música acústica, a la música folk, la música d'arrel, s'hi van acostant a partir dels anys 90. Escoltarem més música d'aquest disc, una altra cançó, si us sembla, per presentar-vos aquest disc anomenat Stories of Ghosts, les històries de fantasmes de Deborah Conway i de Willie Ziegler. Ens acompanyen amb la seva música i amb la seva companyia amb aquest segon tema que porta el nom de East of Eden.
She turned around and said I've had enough of sleeping rough. I want more from life. This is not paradise. They were sitting on the bus and heading west. He felt a mess but kind of blessed. Like they were man and wife. They'd first met on one defining evening while the moon hung low and heavy in the air. And everything around them seemed enchanted. They held on, Lady Jellybean. He pushed back his seat and checked the stars. Did life on Mars make more sense than this? He was kind of hoping she'd reveal a secret stash, plant something rash, a mad dash to cash her chips in. But she was saying nothing. He remembered music from his childhood. Tried to hum it with the engine's low tattoo. He was hoping she knew what she was doing, 'cause he realized he didn't have a clue. But it's worth a try, it's worth a try. If we don't fall, we're gonna fly. That gloss I'm taking off has worn a little thinner. We know being poor is crap. It lays a trap for every sap that thinks that happiness fills you more than dinner. He leaned across to be a little closer. She turned her back and shifted in her seat. She was dreaming of another happy ending. Waking up would only mean defeat. It's worth a try, it's worth a try. And if you don't fall, you're gonna fly to a great height. Only a poor boy with an open heart could find himself on top of the world with nowhere to go but down. He learned in Bible class the world was made in just 6 days, and on the seventh God stood back to marvel that even Adam really screwed things up, and all for what was never worth much. Lousy piece of strudel. He thought about his sleeping companion. All she wanted was to exit gracefully. They had entered from opposite directions. both drawn by the apple on the tree. It's worth a try, it's worth a try, 'cause if they don't fall, they're gonna fly to a great height. The bus stops before dawn, he feels torn between what's behind and what's before him. The desert is so quiet, driver fills the tank, the diesel stank. He wanders off to smoke a fag and dream of things he hasn't tried yet. She'd only offered something that he wanted, a chance to really see things as they are. But his vision's gone all misty around the edges, and he lets the bus leave him in the dark. It was worth a try, it was worth a try, 'cause if we didn't fall, we were gonna fly to a great height.
Genial, les interpretacions d'aquesta mena musical a càrrec dels nostres protagonistes en aquest moment i amb la companyia, com no, del Club del Country. Acabem d'escoltar un excepcional àlbum de duets amb la companyia de Deborah Conway i Willie Ziegler i aquest Stories of Ghosts que us presentaven, tot i que és un àlbum del 2013. Anem amb un disc que no, possiblement no us sonarà. De fet, és un disc que no sé si existeix, però, de fet, es va publicar. Should Have Been Over By Now, publicat el 2003 per Earl Thomas Conley. Si busqueu la seva discografia, no el trobareu. Després us explicaré per què, de fet. Escoltem el senzill que havia sortit d'aquest àlbum, una cançó que ens arribava, però uns anys abans, el 1999. La cançó que no va entrar a les llistes americanes, anomenada Scared Money Never Wins, és Earl Thomas Conley.
Scared money never wins. Ain't no lifetime guarantee, but if you put your trust in me, this time there won't. Bet your heart, love ain't worth a dime, unless you take a chance and lay it on the line. You can't lose if you don't try to gain, but scared money never wins. Scared money never wins.
L'únic senzill extret d'aquest àlbum, i de fet tampoc d'aquest àlbum directament, perquè és una cançó que pertanyia a l'àlbum publicat per Interstate Records l'any 1998 i que es deia Perpetual Emotion. La raó d'aquest disc, en Dale Thomas Conley, no va ser res més que comercial. Perpetual Emotion, el disc del 98, va ser re-realitzat l'any 2003 amb un format nou i sota el títol de Should Have Been Over By Now, el títol de l'àlbum que estem repassant avui mateix. I per tant és un disc que tampoc va entrar en el seu moment ni a les llistes, ni surt molt clarament especificat a la seva discografia. De fet, es tracta del mateix àlbum, canviant-li l'ordre de les cançons i afegint-hi una de nova, el tema anomenat Don't Want to Be in Love Without You.
To hold me tight, but it's you or nothing, baby, I can't compromise. That as I need someone now, I won't think twice. Love is one thing I won't sacrifice. I don't wanna be in love without you loving me. Can't make my heart feel something that it won't believe. I'm no good to anyone when you're the one I need. I don't wanna be in love without you. Don't wanna be in love without you loving me. In every lifetime that you feel this way, and if that's all I had left of you, I'd be okay. But every night I close my eyes and see your face, and no one else will ever take your place. I don't wanna be in love without you loving me. I can't make my heart feel something that it won't believe. I'm no good to anyone when you're the one I need. I don't wanna be in love without you. Don't wanna be in love without you loving me.
Tancarem el record d'aquest disc, ja no sé quin dels dos estic repassant, de fet, del Perpetual Emotion, o com us he dit abans, d'aquest Should Have Been Over By Now, amb una o sola cançó de diferència, les dues edicions entre el 1998 i el 2003, i amb una cançó que es troba inclosa dins el disc i que es deia Holding Her and Loving You. De fet, és una cançó escrita per Walt Aldridge i Tom Bradfield i enregistrada per Thomas Conley. Anteriorment, força anys abans, va ser realitzada l'agost del 1983 com a segon senzill de l'àlbum Don't Make It Easy For Me va ser el seu quart número 1 com a senzill i va estar-hi una setmana. L'any 98, en Clay Walker va enregistrar també una versió en directe de la cançó, arribant al número 68 a les mateixes llistes. I aquesta és una reversió inclosa per L. Thomas Conley amb aquest àlbum que avui estem repassant. La cançó que s'anomena Holding Her and Loving You.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do, leaving here without you. And the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things were going rough. How can I tell her now that good ain't good enough? All the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. If she'd give me one good reason, I'd be gone. But she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more. Good to me when things weren't going right. She made my days long before you made my nights. So the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. The hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you. Girl, the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
Ha estat el Club del Country, la música, el record, una vegada més, de L. Thomas Conley, un dels meus intèrprets preferits, que jo us vaig comentar diverses vegades que aniríem escoltant en diversos dels nostres programes, tot recordant els seus àlbums. Ara mateix seguirem i marxarem cap a Noruega per escoltar la música d'actualitat d'una cantant nascuda al 1990. La veritat és que és prou jove. Des de Sørlandet ens arriba la Han Lelan i el seu àlbum Honest, publicat aquest 2014, amb el segon senzill, la cançó anomenada Hunter.
So here we are, the tables turned. You can't hurt me anymore. Those words no longer burn. So don't you treat me like I'm a helpless little girl. shadows. I leave behind the shadows and all those old regrets to see a better day. I know it's gonna come.
Un artista jove que va gravar la seva primera demo musical als 16 anys i de deixar les seves cançons a internet. Això, diverses emissores de ràdio americanes i europees les varen escoltar i varen seguir-les posant a través del temps. Després, la seva carrera s'ha desenvolupat en diversament als Estats Units, sobretot també a Nashville, on han llançat una sèrie de senzills i vídeos musicals. I finalment, el seu àlbum de debut ha estat preparat per ser llançat la primavera passada de 2014, el 25 d'abril concretament. La seva música és excepcional, aquest country pop que ens porta, i d'aquesta manera nosaltres acabem el programa. L'àlbum Honest conté 10 cançons, la Hayne, l'Ellen, n'ha interpretat, n'ha compost 8 d'elles. És una artista a seguir, una artista a consolidar, segurament amb la seva excepcional música. Sentim el que fou el primer senzill de l'àlbum, la cançó anomenada I'm Not So True. Amb aquesta peça us diem fins la propera setmana aquí, al Club del Country. Salutacions a càrrec de Rafael Corbí, www.clubdelcountry.com, les xarxes socials i, lògicament, per aquesta emissora. A reveure.